الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى: أبواب أصول الفقه. ينحصر الكلام في أبواب أصول الفقه فيما يأتي: الكلام ما هو، الأمر، النهي، العام، الخاص، المطلق، المقيد، المجمل، المبين، الظاهر، المؤول، الأفعال، الناسخ، المنسوخ، الإجماع، الأخبار، القياس، الحظر، الإباحة، ترتيب الأدلة، وأيها مقدم على غيره عند التعارض، وصفة المفتي، وصفة المستفتي، وأحكام المجتهدين. تلك هي أبواب أصول الفقه أو منهجه الذي سيسلك في أبحاثه. He says, Rahimullah, Juwayni, Rahimullah wa ghafarullahu lah. He said that the chapters in Usul al-Fiqh is summarized in that which will come. And he mentions now, Barakallahu feekum, about 20 different abwab, about 20 different chapters or topics as it relates to usul fiqh. And these topics that he's going to mention now are basically what will be studied bi-idhnillahi ta'ala from now on until the end of the matn. And the first, he says, fi abwabi usul fiqh, al-kalamu ma huwa, speech. What is speech? And that is what we're going to deal with today, inshallah ta'ala. And then he says, al-amru, and that is the imperative, yani a command. Ijlis, if'al, do, imperative, a command, al-amr. Wal-nahyu, and then he says prohibition. And al-ammu, which is general. Al-khas, specific. Al-mutlaq, unconditional. Without any taqeed, it's just unconditional, without any restriction. And al-muqayyad, conditional with restriction. Al-muqayyad, conditional with restriction. Al-mujmalu, abstract, not detailed. And al-mubayyinu, clear and detailed. Al-zahiru, al-mu'awwalu, and that which is apparent, and that which is extrapolated. Al-af'alu, actions. Al-nasikhu, abrogator, yani the thing that abrogates. And al-mansukhu, abrogated, the thing that has been abrogated. Al-ijma'u, consensus. Al-akhbaru, reporting, yani narrations. Al-qiyasu, analogy. Al-hadru, forbiddance, yani not allowed. Al-ibahatu, permissible, yani allowed. Tartibul adilla, the order of adilla, yani meaning that when we have different types of adilla and different types of proofs, and we put them in order of their strength, We put them in order of their strengths. Ayyuhuma or ayyuha al-muqaddam ala ghayrihi inda ta'arud. When there is a clash of narrations, apparent clash rather, because there's no clash in narrations, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ إِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَاجِدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Do they not reflect upon the Qur'an? If it was from other than Allah, it will have many contradictions. So here in this chapter or topic in Usul al-Fiqh, that is the Tartib al-Adillah, وَأَيُّهَا الْمُقَدَّمُ على غيره من التعارض. This is the apparent clash as it relates to these proofs, these verses or these ahadith, which one takes precedence over the other when there seems to be an apparent clash in narrations, in hadith. And the Quran is wahi and the sunnah is wahi. Like there is no contradictions in the Quran, there's no contradictions in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْهُ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak from his desires, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah mentioned, but it is a revelation revealed to him. So this is a chapter that we will deal with, inshallah, in the future, where there are different narrations and the manhaj of Ahl al-Ilm, the Fuqaha, as it relates to which narrations and how we deal with the narrations and so forth, when there are clashes in these narrations. Wasifatu al-Mufti, the characteristics of the expounder. The characteristics of the expounder, yani the characteristic of the one who gives rulings, who is asked a question and by that gives a ruling based upon their knowledge according to the Quran and the Sunnah. The Mufti, Yufti Nas, expounder. Wasifatu al-Mustafti, and the characteristics of the one who seeks a ruling from the expounder, the one that seeks a ruling, the adab, the characteristics, the way that questions are asked, and the akhlaq, labudda yatakhallaq biha al-mustafti, the characteristics that the one that is asking fatwa, the characteristics that he should have. وَأَحْكَامُ الْمُجْتَهِدِينَ, and the rulings regarding those who make juhud and strive in order to get to the correct opinion and position through ijtihad, working hard in studying the Qur'an and studying the sunnah in order for them to come to the haqq. And last lesson we mentioned the nubdha of a glimpse of the mujtahideen, and bi'idhnillahi ta'ala at the end of this kitab we will deal bi'idhnillahi ta'ala with that in more detail. And then he says Juwayni rahimullah, tilka hiya abwabu usul al-fiqhi aw manhajuhu alladhi yasluk sayaslukuhu aw sayasluku fi abhathihi. And these are the chapters, these 20 chapters that I hope that you've taken down, bi'idhnillahi wa rabbil arshil azim. These chapters in Usul al-Fiqh, these are the ones that are going to be dealt with in the coming issues and coming abhath. Regarding this, the ta'liq that Shaykh al-Alama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, al-waqi' أن هذه الأبواب العشرين إنما تكون في الورقات فقط. يعني in reality, these أبواب that are mentioned here are not the only أبواب or chapters that are actually present in أصول الفقه. But rather, this is only for الورقات. This is only for these ورقات, these small paper, this small pages of أصول الفقه. Which is meant for the beginners such as ourselves. وَإِلَّا فَفِي الْكُتُبُ الْمُطَوَّلَ فِي أُصُولِ الْفِقْهِ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Yani in other books of fiqh, like Rawdat al-Nadir and other books of Usul al-Fiqh like that, there are more chapters than the 20 that is mentioned in Al-Waraqat. Even in the sharh of Ilm Usul of Shaykh Al-Alama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, there are more chapters that are mentioned. ولكن هذا المختصر بحث في هذه الأشياء. It's just a general glimpse at usul al-fiqh. That's what we're doing. So the first bab is al-kalam. ما هو؟ قال المؤلف رحمه الله الباب الأول في كلامي وأقسامه. The first chapter is speech and its categories. Speech and its categories. تعريفه هو اللفظ المركب المفيد فائدة يحسن السكوت عليها. He said that the definition of speech is the term that is combined, مركب. That term that is combined, مركب, يعني it's two is twofold, meaning that there is more than one word in it. المفيد, that is beneficial, يعني a sentence that makes sense. فائدة يحسن السكوت عليها, that it makes so much sense that once that statement or that speech has been made, that silence after it is good. يعني nothing else is needed to be said. This is the meaning of speech according to Juwayn رحمه الله. And that is اللفظ, يعني a term, المركب, يعني that is combined with words, المفيد, and these words are beneficial, فائدة يحسن السكوت عليها, and it is so beneficial in which there is no need for anything else to be added to it, meaning that the person who is listening to that speech is not waiting for something else. He's not waiting for something else. Regarding this, inshallah, we'll deal with you a few points. And the first point, تعليقات, يعني عموما خفيفة, some little benefits that we can take from this and some fawaid from Shaykh Ibn Thaymin رحمه الله تعالى and other than him. The first one we can probably add to this is that this ta'rif هو اللفظ المركب فيه فائدة يحسن السكوت عليها. This ta'rif is similar to the ta'rifat which is mentioned by Imam Al-Ajurum and that's in Ajurumiyyah and also Salamukum Allah Ibn Malik in his Alfiyah رحمه الله. Except that in Ajrumiyya, it's mentioned lafdan wa taqdira. Yani lafdan wa taqdira. Yani meaning that a speech is that word which is murakkab and is mufid and is beneficial, and one does not have to wait further after the speech has been transmitted to find out what the person means. So it's fa'ida, it's mufid, sorry. It is mufid. It is beneficial speech. It's something that is beneficial that one does not need anything else in order for that speech to have a meaning. Now, in Ajrumiyyah, it's mentioned lafdan wa taqdira, yani, which is lafdan meaning that its words are straight up terms used, direct words used in order to allow the person that is listen to that speech to understand. Wa taqdira, it means that it is understood, even though the wordings are not there. Even though the wordings are not there. And the like of this is the jumla bil arabiya, kama in a conversation, you go, Dhahaba Zaydun ila al-masjidi. Dhahaba Zaydun ila al-masjidi. That is that Zayd, he went to the masjid. Or rather, Malish, somebody asks, هَلْ ذَهَبَ زَيْدٌ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ هَلْ ذَهَبَ زَيْدٌ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ Somebody asks, did Zayd go to the masjid? I meant a question, إخوة وأخوات. The question is, هَلْ ذَهَبَ زَيْدٌ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ And then the person who is being asked the question says, نَعَم. All he says is نَعَم. So it's not مُرَكَّب. It's not more than one word. He just says na'am. This is the meaning of in Ajrumiyya taqdira. Yani it is known. Meaning na'am. Thahaba Zaydun ila al-masjidi. Even though all he said was yes, na'am. He did. Na'am. This is just one word, but it's taqdiran. It means that it's understood that it's Zayd, that Zayd went to the masjid. So this is a kalam that is mufid. And this is muhim in usul al-fiqh, because obviously When the ulama are speaking of istidlal and wajil istidlal, the speech has to be mufid, murakkab, yuhsinu as-sukut. Alayha, it is okay that silence can be made after that istidlal, after that principle has been mentioned. Naam. And likewise, in Alfiya bin Malik, he says in his poetry, Kalamuna lafdhun mufidun kastaqim. Our speech is a word that is talaffuz, yani that is spoken, and it's mufid, and it's beneficial. Kastaqim, like istaqim, yani stay, be firm, be steadfast. Kastaqim, yani the word istaqim is mufid, is beneficial in that it is clear what is intended by the speaker. Istaqim, yani be firm, be steadfast. And that is that the fa'il is there, yani anta, istaqim anta. So the fa'il, the doer is you. So it's understood that he wants you to be steadfast. Now, point number two, that the ulama had khilaf and they said whether a kalam has to be mufid or not. Some of the ulama say that it's not important. The jumhur of the ulama, the majority of the ulama, they say la tushtaratu al-ifada, that it being mufid is not a condition for it to be kalam. But the correct opinion, barakallahu fikum, is that it is important. And it is important that it must be beneficial. Yani meaning that it must be a speech in which the person who is listening to that speech, la yantadhir al-ziyada, he is not waiting for something else. Rather, yuhsinu as-sukutu alayha, kama dhakara dhalika al-Juwayni rahimahullah. Like Juwayni mentions that it's silence is okay in that instance because the speech is perfect, it's complete. Now, and then he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, the mu'allif, أَقَلُّ مَا يَتَأَلَّفُ مِنْهُ إِسْمٌ وَحَرْفٌ مِثْلُ يَا خَالِدُ يَا اللَّهُ. And he said that, rahimullah, that the minimal, barakallahu fikum, combination of a speech is ism wa harf, is a noun and a preposition, is a noun and a preposition. Mithl ya Khalidu, like O Khalid, ya Allah, O Allah, O being the preposition in this instance here, and ism being Allah, and ism being Khalid. This is the aqallu ma yata'allafu minhu al-kalam. This is the minimal amount of composition of a speech. Thaniyan, oath, fi'lun, wasmun, or a verb and a noun, like qila al-haq, the truth was said. Qila being fi'l, and al-haq being the ism. Qila, it was said, being the verb, yani ism mabni lil-majhul, qila, mabni lil-majhul, or an al-haq, which is the ism, which is the noun. Thalithan ismani afahimun anta. The third is that it's two nouns. So he mentions firstly, ikhwa, that the first example of the minimal composition of a speech is a noun and a preposition. And then the second one is a verb and a noun. And the third one is isman, two nouns. Afahimun anta. Do you understand? Fahimun being a noun, and anta being a pronoun, a damir, walakin kama huwa ma'lum, a damir yanubu an il ism. The damir, which is the pronoun, it takes the place of a noun. So it's in fact still a noun in its origin. So ismani, two nouns. At-talibu, at-tulabu, fahimun. At-tulabu is a noun, the students, fahimun, understanding, that's a noun, which is a gerund in English language, which is called a gerund in English language, which is a noun in reality. Hayhatul aqiq. And then, so he mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, these, barakallahu fikum, these examples of the minimal composition of a nouns, and that is hayat, which is ismu fi'l, and al-aqiq is the fa'il, which is a noun. The ismu fi'l, which I cannot think of an English translation for that, but it's a noun, it's a verb which is taking the actions, or the behavior of a verb, which is taking the behavior of a noun, and al-aqiq is the doer, the fa'il. Now, I ask my dear beloved ikhwa to have patience, but this is important, as is the kalam of Juwayni, rahimahullah ta'ala, is he starts with kalam, because all of the principles and of usul of fiqh are based upon kalam, are based upon kalam. And then he mentions jumlatani, the fourth being of that which the composition of a speech is two sentences. Shartun wa jaza. Mithlu in ijtahatta fil ibadati fusta bil jannah. And this shartun wa jaza is conditional verbs. Is a conditional sentence. Conditional sentence. Meaning, in ijtahatta, if you work hard fil ibadah, in worship, fusta bil jannah, you succeed and enter paradise. You succeed with paradise. Now, so in this it has two parts, jumlatan, two sentences. In ijtahadta fil ibadah. This is the jumlata shartiyya. If you work hard in worship, this is the conditional, first conditional sentence. And the second one, jawabu shart, fusta bil jannah. You will be succeed and be successful and enter paradise. So fusta bil jannah is a jumla, is a sentence, and in ijtahadta fil ibadah, and if you work hard in worship, is a sentence. So one of the forms of a speech is jumlatan, is two salamukumullah sentences. And also qasamun wa jawabu, and that is the oath and its result. مثل أقسم بالله لمحمد خير خلق الله. أقسم بالله is a jumla, jumla الأولى. لمحمد خير خلق الله جملة ثانية. هذا جواب القسم. Swearing, making an oath. أقسم بالله. I swear by Allah. And swear, but what do you swear by Allah? Is the second sentence, and that is la Muhammadun khayru khalqillah, that Muhammad is the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, regarding these two pages in salamukum Allah in al-waraqat, that we've mentioned, there's a few things that we want to add to this from the kalam of Shaykh Al-Alama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymi rahimahullah ta'ala. He says that al-khulasa yatakawwanu al-kalam min ismaini aw min fi'lin wa ism. And he disagrees with Juwayni rahimahullah ta'ala. He said that Juwayni mentions that from the minimal forms or compositions of a word is ismun wa harf. Ismun wa harf. If you go back to the first example, and that is the noun and the preposition. And he used example, ya Khalidu, ya Allah. Now really, ya ikhwati al-kiram, as those who have studied the Nahu, that ya Khalidu, that there is a verb that is hidden. When you say, Ya Khalidu, Khalidu is mabniyun ala dhamma fi mihalin nasb bi fi'l muqaddar ad'u. So Khalidu is mabniyun ala dhamma fi mihalin nasb bi fi'l muqaddar ad'u. And that is Khalidu is a dhamma, there's a dhamma on Khalidu, but that dhamma is a dhamma that is fixed. It's fixed But in reality, it should be a fatha, because there is a verb that is hidden, ya khalidu, yani, sorry, ad'u. So when you say ya khalidu, you're calling him. So really and truly, you're saying ad'u khalidan, I am calling Khalid. So I am calling, which is a verb, is hidden. So therefore, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's saying that this is not a harf and a salamukum Allah, this is not a harf and an ism. That's not harf and an ism, but rather there is a verb. And that verb is hidden. And that verb is ad'u, I call. So when you say, ya Khalid, or ya Allah, yani ad'u Allah, I'm calling Allah. So therefore, it's actually a verb in there, not a harf in reality. So therefore, this is not a good example of that which yata'allafu minhu al-kalam, that which speech is a composition for. I repeat that. Ya Khalidu. Is Khalidu is mabniyun ala dhamma. Fi mahali nasbin. Bi fi'lin mahdhuf. Or bi fi'lin muqaddar. Ad'u. And that is that Khalid is affected, is actually an object. Khalid is actually an object which should have a fatha, but because the verb is hidden, the Dhamma is fixed. It doesn't move, which is the origin of the word Khalid. It is fixed and it doesn't move. Na'am. So it's Mebni, it doesn't move. Because the verb in reality is hidden. And that is Ad'u. So therefore, it's not an ism wal harf. There's actually a fi'l. It's a fi'l. So it's actually a fi'l wa ism in reality. And that fi'l is ad'u. And that ism is Khalid. Mabniyun ala dhamma fi mahali nasbin. Na'am. That's the first point that we're going to mention. So Shaykh Muthaymin, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, Amma min ismin wal harf, fassahih annahu la yatakawwanu minhu. There isn't such thing as a noun, of a speech having just a preposition and a noun only. وَأَمَّا يَا خَالِدُ وَشِبُهَا فَسَيَأْتِ مَعْنَا أَنَّ يَا نِيَابَةً عَنِ الْفِعْلِ. As we mentioned, that ya takes the place of the fi'l, and that fi'l is what, ikhwan? What's the verb when you say ya Khalid? What's the verb that's hidden? I hope that you say ad'u, I'm calling Khalid. When you say, Ya Allah, I'm calling Allah. Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Ma'na anna ya niyabatan il fi'l. Yani that ya is really taking the place of a fi'l, of a verb. It's not actually a preposition. So there is no, number one, as he mentioned, ismun wa harf, a noun, and a preposition, na'am. And inshallah ta'ala, we leave it as that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And this is the first beginning or first topic from the Abwab of Usul al-Fiqh. And the Shaykh here is mentioning the importance of speech and that which is connected to its forms and how it's formed. And we will, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, next week deal with the categories of kalam, the categories of speech, min haythu madlulu, as it relates to that which he indicates, the categories of speech as it relates to that which he indicates, from khabar wa insha, talabi wa amr wa nahi wa tamanni and ard and istifham, and other than that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, next week, and inshallah ta'ala, it will be also be a half an hour lesson, so that it's not too much for my beloved brothers and sisters over there in Dar Sunnah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us ilm and to give us understanding and sabr in seeking ilm. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.